Rare Adventures of Biggles. Biggles and his air police arrive back in England from the intrigue and bloodshed of the Korean War to find reports of more killing in the British newspapers. They read of native terrorism in Africa, where weird and frightening secret societies are inciting the dark peoples to murder and torture both white and black men. Tony Harvey, a wartime comrade of the Flyers, is one of the victims. A newspaper reports that he's been killed by the dreaded Mau Mau in Kenya. Then Biggles receives a summons to Scotland Yard. He and his police are to track down native terrorists in Africa. Biggles is a little resentful as he faces Assistant Commissioner Raymond.
Well, my folk are tired, sir. We've been working at high pressure for weeks. I think it's asking a bit much to fling them into another job so soon.
Oh, don't blame me for it, Biggles, or Scotland Yard. The world today's in a state of unrest. It's like a volcano, grumbling and muttering all the time, liable to burst into uncontrolled activity at any minute.
So we are expected to sit on top of this volcano and keep it quiet, are we?
No, not quite that. But you're in the peculiar position of being able to control some of its activity when it does break out. That's a compliment to you, Biggles, but you can blame the state of the world if it's sometimes paid to you at an inconvenient time.
Well, don't let's beat around the bush, sir. If something's to be done, I'd rather have the facts and get down to work.
Do you remember Tony Harvey? He was flying Spitz during the war.
I read the report in the paper last night. He was murdered by the Mau Mau in Kenya recently.
No, that isn't quite correct. Because the exploits of the Mau Mau have been particularly vicious during the last few months, newspapermen are prone to blame them for all African atrocities.
Then Harvey wasn't killed by the Mau Mau?
No. Actually, he was killed in Rhodesia. It happened about 3 months ago. Someone must have discovered that he used to be a planter in Kenya, and so, naturally enough, tied his death to the Mau Mau trouble. He'd failed as a planter and taken on a job as game warden in northern Rhodesia, and that's what he was doing when he died.
Who did kill him?
A character called the Black Elephant.
Black Elephant?
Dramatic title, isn't it? He's a dramatic bloke.
And he's the boy you want us to lay low.
That's right. But we'll go back to the beginning of the story. Roughly 3 years ago, this man's name began to be whispered in terror by African natives. His full title is Sitizulu, the Black Elephant, Lord of Africa. I should say he created the name to impress the natives.
I gather he did impress them.
He did, by moving about Africa and leaving a trail of brutal murder and theft. He's still doing it.
Hasn't he ever been caught?
No. He doesn't confine his activities to one area. He may strike in Rhodesia one day. In a week we may hear of him in Uganda. Fortnight later he's as likely to kill someone else in French or Belgian Congo or Portuguese Angola. Like his namesake, the wild elephant, he makes his kill and then disappears.
He's no fool, this Sitizulu.
He's a most intelligent and dangerous man. No one knows very much about his beginnings, but he's obviously had some contact with white men because he speaks English fluently. Then, apart from his cunning, he uses physical strength to dominate the natives. He's a giant of a man, a great ugly giant, who dresses in the traditional Zulu leopard skin and ostrich feathers, and uses the weapons of both black men and white for his killing. I want to impress on you, Biggles, that this man is highly dangerous.
Because he's a killer?
More than that. Because he dreams of one day being the overlord of Africa, ruler of an immense native kingdom in which white men have no part.
Well, I'm not interested in the politics of this situation, sir.
No, neither am I. But for the sake of the natives themselves, the Black Elephant must be destroyed. His methods are indiscriminate murder and theft. He destroys everyone in his path, black and white. And he leads a big gang of men like himself, men who kill for the sake of killing.
Surely it can't be hard to find a big gang like that. A decent body of troops could wipe them out in no time.
Africa's an enormous continent, Biggles. Authorities of all states have been chasing him for years, but so far they haven't found it possible to pin him down. And in the meantime, his hold on the native population's growing stronger, and the actions of his gang more ruthless and daring.
And you want me to go out with 3 men and a girl to find this gang and wipe it out?
Yes, I know. It's a tremendous task, Biggles, so I shan't order you to do it. But with your mobility and experience in tracking down dangerous characters all over the world, I feel you might succeed where an army would fail. Will you do it?
Give me the complete story. Then I'll give my answer. Well, naturally, I agreed, providing we have the cooperation of the African authorities. And Raymond promised that. I think the old boy's right. We may be able to track down this gang by air and ultimately run them to earth. I hope you all back me up in this.
We'll do whatever you say, Bickles.
Personally, we Lissies are all for it. Should be a terrific bally show, what?
And you, Ginge?
Oh, it sounds rather frightening to me. But don't you dream of leaving me out of it.
No one will be left out of anything on this assignment. Now, we'll get down to detail. I've been very carefully through the full story with Raymond, and I've found only two angles which might help us.
Are they good angles?
I think so. Our task is quite straightforward. We have to find Setezulu and see that he's either arrested or destroyed. If we can wipe out his gang at the same time, all well and good. But the black elephant himself is our objective.
Oh, we'll do it on our ear, old trout. We'll simply find his headquarters, wait for the blighter to come home, then let fly at him with our jolly old catapults.
Well, so far, there's been no suggestion that he has a headquarters. But I think he has.
Is this one of the angles you were talking about?
Yes. You see, his practice when he raids a native village is to burn it down, kill all the occupants, and make off with their cattle.
African natives measure their wealth by cattle, don't they, Biggles?
That's right. And as Setezulu has been stealing cattle consistently for 3 years, he must be an extremely wealthy man, no?
Do we know where he's been selling the cattle, old trout?
He hasn't. And that's why I think this is a good angle. Somewhere in Africa, there must be an immense herd of cattle belonging to the black elephant. If we look for that herd, sooner or later we'll find it, and then find Setezulu.
A herd that size shouldn't be hard to spot from the air.
Now don't bank too much on it. There are thousands of herds of cattle in Africa, but it is a lead.
And what's your other angle, Biggles?
A very important one. We can have the services of a guide who is one of the very few people to have seen Setezulu face to face.
And lived.
Exactly. His name is Mishu. He's a Maasai warrior who was acting as gun bearer to Tony Harvey when he was killed. Mishu escaped and reported the incident. Raymond will see that he's waiting for us at Kampala. That's the town in Uganda where we'll make our headquarters.
How soon do we leave, Biggles?
Just as soon as we can organize 2 or 3 aircraft, Pat. Our job is to prevent the black elephant killing more people. And we won't do it unless we go to work immediately. You know that we are in Africa to catch the black elephant, Mishu? Perhaps to kill him?
Yes, Bwana. I was told of this.
Do you think we'll be able to do it?
Black elephant must be killed.
That's how we feel. I understand that you know most of the native tribes in Central Africa, that you can speak with them and that they trust you.
Mishu is a mighty hunter. He is known, Bwana.
That's one of the reasons I want you with us. The other, of course, is that you know as much as anyone about Setezulu. Do you agree to help us hunt this black elephant?
It is my wish to help you. I have sworn to kill Setezulu.
You know how dangerous it will be.
I have sworn to kill Setezulu.
Good. I'll discuss him with you later, Mishu. First, I want to send my people to fly over the land and become accustomed to it. Will you ask them to come into the hut?
Better turn back, Ginge. Biggles didn't mean us to fly as far as northern Rhodesia.
He told us to keep our eyes open for big mobs of cattle, didn't he?
That was a secondary consideration. His main idea in this flight is for us to have a look at the country we'll be working in.
Well, aren't we? It's no use just looking at Uganda when we're likely to be chasing this Setezulu blighter down in Rhodesia.
Well, we don't know where we'll be chasing him yet. Turn back, Ginge. Biggles will think we're in trouble.
All right, we'll fly to the next belt of forest and then turn. We've seen so much of this grassland that I'm dying for the sight of a few trees again.
We'll see plenty of plain country in Africa. This is what they call the veldt. Ginge, that figure moving through the grass. Isn't that a man?
That's a white man, by George. And he looks pretty groggy.
He's trying to wave to us. Put down, Ginge. You can land anywhere there.
Yes. That poor blighter needs help.
There he is. I can see him lying in the grass ahead of us.
Yes, must have passed out. Don't look at him, Pat.
I've seen him already. He's been cut to pieces. By a knife, wasn't it, Ginge?
Something like that.
He's still conscious. Give him a sip from your water bottle.
Dead. All of them dead. Got all of us. Black elephant got all of us. Black elephant killer got all of us.
Hear that, Pat? Black elephant's done this. He's struck again.
Pat and Jin stare in horror at the white man's dreadful wounds. This is how the black elephant treats his victims. Can the dying man help the air police in their quest? What lies ahead of them in the terrifying jungles of Central Africa? This enthralling story will unfold in the next exciting chapter of The Air Adventures of Biggles.